Leading up to the 2000 Sydney Olympics, wrestling fans eagerly anticipated the sport's first gold medal four-peat. But out of nowhere, the reigning Russian champ lost to an unknown American who wrestled his way from a Wyoming dairy farm into Olympic history. Hello, and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Rulon Gardner grows up the youngest of nine kids on a rural dairy farm. And when he isn't carrying around calves, he's wrestling. By college, he makes the University of Nebraska's wrestling team, and by 1993, he's the fourth-ranked Greco-Roman wrestler in the United States. Greco-Roman wrestling is the sport's oldest form. It's all upper body, no legs allowed. The winner is either whoever earns the most points for technique or whoever pins their opponent's shoulders to the ground first. In the 1990s, in the U.S., it's not a popular form of wrestling, and Rulon is not a popular wrestler. By 2000, 29-year-old Rulon's highest ever placement in an international competition is fifth. Still, Rulon keeps practicing, and at the 2000 Olympic trials, he makes Team USA. Outside his teammates and family, honestly, no one really seems to care. When he arrives in Sydney for the Olympics, Rulon says he feels invisible and that everyone treats him like he's just an American tourist. And then this American tourist wins his first three Olympic wrestling matches and then pulls off a semifinal win in overtime. Still, even after four wins, if he wants the media and the public to know his name, he will have to win in the Olympic finals. Rulon has to beat Russia's best. A Greco-Roman legend known as the Russian Bear, Alexander Karelin, also known for carrying refrigerators up multiple flights of stairs all by himself. And remember how Rulon's never won an international competition? Alexander Karelin has never lost one. At 33, he's a nine-time world champ, three-time Olympic gold medalist, and undefeated for 13 years. It's been 8 years since an opponent even scored a single point against Alexander Karelin. Alexander has a signature move no one else can do. It's brutal, the reverse body lift. For the reverse body lift, Alexander grabs his opponent's torso and hoists the giant man off the ground and throws them down on their head. He's already done this to Rulon. At the World Championships in 1997, Alexander's reverse body lift left Rulon with two broken vertebrae. And now, in September of 2000, Rulon faces the Russian Bear again. He takes the mat for the Olympic finals at the Sydney Convention Center, facing the man who literally broke his back. 1 minute in, Alexander presses Rulon face down on the mat. This is his setup for that reverse body lift. But Rulon will not let himself be lifted today. He throws his weight around the mat, weaseling out of Alexander's clutches. In the second half, Alexander goes for Rulon's head, holding him in a strong grip. Rulon grabs back, trying to force Alexander down. It's a battle of endurance now. Unable to press down his opponent, Alexander breaks his hold. Point to Rulon. The first point scored on Alexander Karelin in years. To win, Rulon now has to either score two more points by the end of the period or hold out through a three-minute overtime. He holds out. The score stays. Then the ref blows the whistle for overtime. Rulon 1, Alexander 0. In overtime, the grappling grows animated, pushing back and forth across the mat, each desperate for the gold. Alexander makes another attempt at that reverse lift, and Rulon wriggles away again. Rulon's on his feet, standing, grabbing Alexander, and the time expires. Rulon has won. It's the biggest upset of the Olympic Games. He's now the pride of the USA. US officials even ask him to carry the American flag at the closing ceremonies. And when he returns home, Rulon Gardner's no longer a nobody from a dairy farm who never wins. He's an Olympic champion. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Rulon Gardner, check out the Olympic Channel documentary, Rulon, or his book, Never Stop Pushing. For this episode, we also found NBC's Olympic coverage incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify, or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Anthony Valsic. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff. Written by Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerlin. Research by Ambika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.